Okay, then. Michael, I'm Anya, and I'm talking to you today for David Wood's Mentor Monthly. So, welcome.
Thank you.
And just to start out, tell me a little bit about what position you were in when you came to David for coaching and why you wanted to start coaching.
Sure, great. I came to David for coaching very specifically to help rebrand myself and remarket myself and start a new side of my coaching business. Prior to working with David, I've already been a life coach. I have close to 2,200 hours of life coaching, and I wanted to really develop a new brand and specifically focus on working with people, more entrepreneurs, executives, people in career transitions. And so I hired David about 3.5 months ago to help me rebrand myself and market myself to a different audience. One, to make more money, and two, just because I wanted to start a new niche in my coaching business.
Great. Well, what made you choose David and the Coach Start program in order to accomplish that?
Yeah, well, it was really interesting. My dad, actually, he would always share different resources with coaching. And in the last 6 months, he retired, and he started to get into more mentor and coaching small business owners, and he came across David Wood's website, and he printed some material off, and he shared it with me about maybe 5 months ago, and I took a look at David's website and was really impressed by the way he, his website and the way he marketed himself and some of his products and services. And so I just thought I would give him a call and set up a free consultation with him. And honestly, I was a little hesitant. He's the most expensive coach consultant I've ever worked with, and I've worked with a lot of coaches and consultants, and I was hesitant to work with him. But I told him, I said, if you could help me get to where I want to get, the amount of money that I would spend to work with you is very small. And he helped me do that. He helped me get to the place I wanted to get to.
Great. So it was a good investment for you then?
Yeah, I would say it was a great investment. I would highly advise people to talk to David and work with David. And I'll say this, and I'll continually say it, I've said it to David several times, that I don't think he's cheap. I think his rates are on the higher end of people's rates, and in the coaches and consultants I've worked with, and this isn't anything bad about him, more power to him that he charges these rates, and people pay him, and at the amount of time that I spent with him for the amount of money I spent, I was shocked that I got the type of results that I got.
Great. Well, during the time that you spent in the Coach Start program with him then, what was the strategy that you focused on?
Yeah, well, I hired David a little differently than I worked with most coaches. Most coaches I hire are people who help me look at what I want, help me get in touch with my inner wisdom, my brilliance, my knowledge. And I use David more as a mentor, as a guide, a person to give me some direct advice of, here's what I think you should do if you want to get to the place you want to. And so to answer that question, he gave me a lot of direction, and he kind of did walk me through. Each coaching session was only about half an hour to maybe 40 minutes. We only talked three times a month, and he always had some specific suggestions, whether it was get this part of your website going or hire somebody to do your logo. And so he gave me a lot more guidance and direction than I'm used to getting from working with coaches.
So tell me, what kind of the action, you mentioned the website, you mentioned some other things. What kind of action steps specifically did you take over that 3 months?
Well, the big thing was my website. That's one of the things that really he worked a lot with me around, of how to come up with a name. So we spent a lot of time about different names, and we had career launch coaching and career coach and rocket coaching, and we finally came up with career rocket coaching. It's something he suggested way at the beginning. It just didn't ring for me, but it ended up, as I played with it and played with developing the logo, I ended up really liking it. So he really helped me come up with the name of my business, of Career Rocket Coaching. Also, the feel of my website and He helped me say, you know, put together what do I want to say on my website. And I would, every session, he would say, you know, create a sample homepage or a sample bio of you. And I would come back to him, and he would read it, and he would tell me what he liked. But most importantly, he would tell me what he didn't like and what he thought would be more attractive to the type of clients I was trying to attract. So I would say a big work for us in the first couple months was really getting that logo, designing the content for the website, and having the website match what the image I wanted to get across to my clients or potential clients.
Good. So you learned a lot about creating a brand, creating your website. What results have been happening for you? What have you produced as a result of all that?
Yeah, just a few results. Like I said, when I came to David, I already had a successful coaching business, and I was doing it for 6.5 years. So, but I just moved, and I lived in the metropolitan area of the city for 12 years, and I was moved to a smaller community of about 25,000 people here and knew nobody. So through working with David, I now have 6 brand new clients. I'm making pretty close to $2,000 a month with my new clients, and I'm making money elsewhere from old clients. But since working with David, I've made an additional $2,000 a month, and all these clients have signed either anywhere from a 6-month to a 9-month agreement with me. I've also just got really well known in this community. I've networked a lot. I got involved in a lot of different Chamber of Commerce events. So money-wise and clients-wise, those are 2 big things I've produced here. And then also launching my website. My first phase of my website completely, I had no logo and no website 4 months ago, almost 4 months ago. And about 2 weeks ago, it was launched. I have business cards now. I have shirts now with my logo on it. So really, the website, clients, money, those are 3 things I could think of that 4 months ago I had nothing.
Mm-hmm. So you said you have shirts with your logo on them?
Yeah, we got the logo. I got them embroidered onto some of these nice polo shirts. And a lot of this I just never done before in the past. I had a website. My other website was StolarCoaching.com. It was just more of a life coaching website, one that I developed. But it had no brand recognition at all.
Right.
So that's something I really hired David for, is to come up with a brand, come up with a logo, come up with an image, so when people see Career Rocket Coaching, they know I'm affiliated with that, they know what that is, and I think I've achieved that.
Great. Wow. So I heard a little bit about your television interview, and that seems like that probably came about because of your branding. Tell me a little bit about how that happened and what effect it had on your business.
One thing I consider myself really good at is networking, and I picked up a pro bono client. This is kind of an interesting story. I picked up a pro bono client, and I don't do too much pro bono working, but I really wanted to work with this woman. She said she didn't have money, and I really liked who she was, and she worked for a radio station. To make a long story short, she ended up, I just don't even know what happened to this woman. I had one coaching session with her, and she dropped off the planet. I haven't heard from her in 4 months. I've emailed her, called her, and I know she's going through some issues in her life, but really I haven't heard from her. Anyway, she was on this TV interview, and she dropped my name to this lady who they do half-an-hour interviewers daily with different community members, and I called her up and asked her if I could be interviewed about life and executive coaching. And she had me in a couple weeks later, and I did a half-an-hour TV interview about life and executive coaching. And, that was – I've never been on TV before, so it was something new for me. I've been on radio before and been articles, but never been on TV. So that was something unexpected.
Hey, well, that was bold, too, and bravo to you.
Well, thank you.
So tell me now about some of the opportunities that are exciting you in your practice. What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on right now? I'm doing a lot of seminars. I'm doing a lot of speaking. One is called The Art of Networking, and really helping small business owners network more effectively. I'm also doing a seminar called Motivational Sales and helping people promote their self, their product and service more effectively. I have probably 8 to 10 clients who are, I would say, give me pretty close to a verbal commitment that they say they wanted to work with me. And so I'm still following up with them, still focusing on wanting to coach some more individuals. And I'm also just, I told David I was taking a break with him, my next step is to develop some products that I could sell over the Internet, similar to what David has on his site, and to develop some passive income, which I really just, prior to working with David, I talked to him many times about that and thought that would be more like a 3 to 5 year goal. And I really see it's a 1 to 2 year goal now. I've met a gentleman here locally who has equipment and a studio at his home office to do audio and video recordings. He also does all the production of like a jacket of a CD or a jacket of an audio book. And I just didn't see that possible until several years on the future. And I would credit David for helping me get to where I am now. So the things I thought that would take much longer for me to get to, they're actually, I think, they're kind of around the corner.
Wow, moving fast.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to get a little bit deeper here now, because there's more to it than just the business end of it. What would you say is the most important thing that you learned about yourself over the 3 months that you were with David?
Yeah. Well, one of the things I was really frustrated with, and I expressed this to David several times, is that I don't think David, I mean, he guided me and he helped me see some things differently in marketing and branding myself than I saw before. But I was really frustrated and almost didn't work with him because I've been coaching a long time. I've coached over 200 people. I've been coached by 6 or 7 different coaches over the last 6 or 7 years. And I just was frustrated that I had to spend so much money for somebody to help me with things I already knew how to do. I'm losing my focus here. Can you ask me that question again? I had a point to say
what
now.
You learned about yourself. So what you learned about yourself and your life over that 3 months.
Yeah. Well, what I learned about myself and my life is that I know how to do this. I've done it for many years. I believe for myself and for other people, we don't need other people to tell us what to do or give us advice. I think it reinforced for me that I'm doing the right thing, that I've been have been doing the right thing over the years, and it's just a matter of doing it consistently, persistently, and doing it over time that I am good at what I do. I'm a good networker. People are very attracted to who I am. And it just was a matter of doing it more consistently that had me, I think, produce the results that I've produced, and I think I'm going to continue to produce. So to answer that question, I really have learned to trust myself, and I use this in my promotion and what I try to do to teach my clients, and the thing I want clients to be left with is that you can trust yourself above all others, and I think I've really learned that over the last 3 or 4 months.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your coaching practice. I know just from looking at your sites, and I did look at both of your websites, that it looks like that your background was life coaching and that you've moved more into focusing on business coaching. Is that correct?
Yeah. I started my business about 6.5 years ago. I was planning on becoming a therapist. I have a master's degree in social work, and I was planning on being a therapist until I met some woman in a personal growth and development course, and she said to me, would you coach me? I'd pay you, and I think you'd be a great coach. I like the way you listen to me. I like the way you question me, and I like the way you are with me. And I said, sure. And at that point, I had no clue what life coaching was. This is about 6.5 years ago, so I went out and hired my own life coach and started to work with her and really saw that coaching was a legitimate field. I got training as a coach. I went through the Coaches Training Institute and got a lot of training through them. I also went through a program through Dave Ellis and Falling Awake to get more life coaching training. And that's how I got started, as more of a life coach, working more with individuals, similar to therapy. My sense was it was similar to therapy. The difference was I focused on more of what my clients wanted in the future instead of what was going on in the past and the origin of the behavior. And so, yeah, I did mostly life coaching for 5.5, 6 years of my business. And the reason I hired David is I wanted to move more into working with more small business owners, more executives, more people in career transitions, and helping people really move their business, take their business or their career to the next level. And I saw that was more lucrative. I was seeing, while I was very successful as a life coach and still am very successful as a life coach, I wasn't able to make the money I really wanted to make. And so I wanted to market myself to the type of clientele who I think could afford more for coaching and be more willing to pay for that coaching.
So just a couple more questions. What's been the most fulfilling part of this process for you?
Well, two parts. I think the first thing that's most fulfilling is to be a great coach. And I always speak this to people who are interested in starting a life coaching or an executive coaching business, that for me to be the best life coach I could be is to constantly be working with coaches, consultants, therapists, people to help me improve the quality of my own life, to be a better dad, to be a better husband, to be a better friend, to be in better health, to have my finances in the order I like it to be. So the most fulfilling part is for me is that I'm in a career which causes me to constantly look at my life and look at where in my life I'm not fulfilled, where can I be more fulfilled, where can I have even just more satisfaction and joy in my life. And I do that for myself, but ultimately I do that for my clients. So for me, that's the most rewarding part of this business. I think the second part that I really get so much joy out of is working with people and assisting them to see that what they want in their life is actually possible, that they are smart enough, that they are creative enough, that they do have enough knowledge, and to work with them to help them see that they don't need to know more to be more successful. And of course, there's always knowledge and knowing more is helpful, but I think the clients I work with, that to help them see what's stopping them, what's getting in their way from reaching their goals. And it's usually things like they think they're not good enough or not smart enough or need more education or somebody told them they couldn't do it or just other self-confident issues. And witnessing people seeing that they have enough knowledge and then starting to break down those barriers and those fears and concerns, to me that's extremely rewarding.
And the confidence is such an important piece. It really
is.
And then one more question. What is one piece of advice that you would give to other coaches who are looking for ways to make themselves stand out in today's marketplace?
Well, I was talking to David about this, and he gave me a great acknowledgement. He actually taped a little of this on our last call. And he said, one thing you did, Michael, is I didn't coach you any different than I've coached other people. And some people have really taken it and been very successful and done what you've done, and others haven't. And I think the one piece of advice I would give to anybody who's, whether it's coaching or any small business, is that it takes a lot of hard work. It doesn't happen overnight. You get a lot of no's. You get a lot of rejections. You'll change your focus many times. And I just think it takes a lot of hard work, and it takes investing in yourself. And a lot of people tell me they're jealous. They wish they were at where I am. And I always say, well, you can. And are you willing to do what it takes to get here? And they say, well, yeah. Well, what does it take? And I give them some ideas about hiring coaches and consultants and reading books and going to seminars and constantly working with on yourself and your life and doing that consistently over time. And I hear a lot that people are like, well, that's just too hard, or that would take too much money, or I couldn't imagine doing that. So I don't know if that answers the question, but for me, I don't think it's rocket science to have a successful business, whether it's a coaching business or any other business. I think it's doing things consistently over time and giving yourself enough time to succeed. I see so often people want to work with me and say, well, I want to produce this result, but I only have 3 months to do it. And I used to coach those people, and I won't coach them anymore. I'll actually refer them to somebody else, or I'll say, hey, I'd love to work with you, and for you to reach that goal, here's the time commitment and the money commitment I think it will take, and really think hard. Is that what you want? So kind of deviate off your question here, but I think that's sort of what you were asking.
Good advice. Well, thank you very much, Michael. I appreciate your time. And it was great talking to you.
Great talking to you. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.